On June 12, 2014, precisely at 3:33 in a balmy winter afternoon in São Paulo, Brazil, a typical South American winter afternoon, this kid, this young man that you see celebrating here like he had scored a goal, Juliano Pinto, 29 years old, accomplished a magnificent deed. Despite being paralyzed and not having any sensation from mid-chest to the tip of his toes as a result of a car crash 6 years ago that killed his brother and produced a complete spinal cord lesion at this level in Juliano and left him in a wheelchair, Juliano rose to the occasion and in this day did something that pretty much everybody that saw him in these 6 years deemed impossible. Juliano Pinto delivered the kick, the opening kick of the 2014 Brazilian World Soccer Cup here, just by thinking. He could not move his body, but he could imagine the movements needed to kick a ball. He was an athlete before the lesion. He's a para-athlete right now. He's going to be in the Olympic Games, I hope, in a couple of years. But what the spinal cord lesion did not rob from Juliano was his ability to dream. And dream he did in that afternoon for a stadium with about 75,000 people in an audience of close to a billion watching on TV. And that kick crowned basically 30 years of basic research studying how the brain, how this amazing universe that we have between our ears, that is only comparable to the universe that we have above our head, because it has about 100 billion elements talking to each other through electrical brainstorms. What Juliano accomplished took 30 years to imagine on laboratories and about 15 years to plan. When John Chapin and I, 15 years ago, proposed in a paper that we would build something that we call a brain-machine interface, meaning connecting a brain to devices so that animals and humans could just move these devices, no matter how far they are from their own bodies, just by imagine what they want to do, our colleagues told us that we actually needed professional help of the psychiatry variety. And despite that, you know, a Scotch and a Brazilian, you know, persevered, and because that's how we were raised in our respective countries. And for 12, 15 years, we made demonstration after demonstration suggesting that this was possible. And a brain-machine interface is nothing, it's not rocket science, it's just brain research. It's nothing but using sensors to read the electrical brainstorms that the brain is producing to generate the motor commands that have to be downloaded to the spinal cord. So we project the sensors that can read hundreds and now thousands of these brain cells simultaneously and extract from these electrical signals the motor planning that the brain is generating to actually make us move into space. And by doing that, we converted these signals into digital commands that any mechanical, electronic, or even a virtual device can understand, so that the subject can imagine what he, she, or it wants to make move, and the device obeys that brain command. By sensorizing these devices with lots of different types of sensors, as you're going to see in a moment, we actually send messages back to the brain to confirm that that voluntary motor will was being enacted, no matter where, next to the subject, next door, or across the planet. And as this message feedback back to the brain realizes its goal to make us move.